Chapter 1. The First Century. The Early Growth of the Church. John the Divine sees the whole story of the Church in a vivid vision full of biblical allusions. The following text is from Revelation 12. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pains and the agony of giving birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his head 7 diadems. His tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she bore her child he might devour it. She gave birth to a male child, one who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. But her child was caught up to God and to his throne, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she is a place prepared by God, in which she is to be nourished for 1,260 days. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. But the woman was given the 2 wings of the great eagle, so that she might fly from the serpent into the wilderness, to the place where she is to be nourished for a time and times and half a time. The serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, to sweep her away with a flood. But the earth came to the help of the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed the river that the dragon had poured from his mouth. Then the dragon became furious with the woman, and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And he stood on the sand of the sea. What do you know about the first century of the Christian Church? It divides into 3 periods. The first third of it should be most familiar to every Christian. Somewhere around the year AD 30, Simon called Peter, a fisherman from Galilee, confessed that Jesus of Nazareth was the long-expected Jewish Messiah and the Son of God. Jesus in turn promised his small group of disciples, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16:18. This is a key statement in world history. 20 centuries later, we can see that Jesus' promise has proved breathtakingly true. We must not run ahead of the story. Yet simply to read these words is to sense that they have a programmatic ring to them. Why he came? Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, Paul wrote, 1 Timothy 1:15, echoing the confession of the early church, according to which the essence of the Christian gospel is this: Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, 1 Corinthians 15, 1-3.